So how many of you have NVDRFs in your state? Oh, quite a few. Great. And so how many of you actually work with the VDRF data in your state? Okay, a good number of you. So you've heard a couple case examples on how states are using the VDRS data. My name is Paul Bonta. I'm with the American College of Preventive Medicine and also with the Safe States Alliance. And so I'm here to tell you that those case examples or those stories are really important because I represent two organizations that are actively working to build stakeholder support for NVDRS. And the way we do that is we go out to lawmakers and others who have an ability to influence the funding that CDC receives to support many of you here in this room. And so we go out to these influential stakeholders and we talk about how states are utilizing the data. But one thing I'd like to share with you all is, you know, oftentimes, particularly when I talk with state-based folks about trying to identify and collect some of these success stories, oftentimes the first reaction I get is, well, we haven't really been able to get to a place where we can develop a targeted prevention program, much less evaluate a targeted intervention. And what I want to say is, you know, you really have, I think, a lot of successes that you can tout without having arrived at that place where you have a targeted prevention program that you've been able to implement, perhaps even evaluate. There are many successes, I think, even in the case examples that have been shown that are extremely helpful and valuable in terms of helping us explain and communicate the public health utility of this program. You know, so for instance, I know many years ago, I think in Virginia, they recognized as a result of the VDRS data that they were collecting, they recognized that they had a particular problem with accidental shootings among their hunting population. And so they just developed a flyer to help educate hunters on how to prevent accidental shootings. And so that right there is a success story. I mean, that, you know, there Virginia was able to take its data, interpret, analyze that data, and then pull together something pretty quickly that they then distributed to that targeted population, to the hunters, to help address the problem that they saw in their state. And so, you know, my ability and the counterparts that I work with, my ability to really tout the program is that much stronger when I know that there are these examples out there that, yes, are short of a targeted prevention program, but communicate to lawmakers and others on the value of the program, and as I said, how states are using this. And so with my work at the American College of Preventive Medicine, I also chair the National Violence Prevention Network. The National Violence Prevention Network is a coalition of roughly 30 national organizations who have all come together to build support for NVDRS and the expansion of NVDRS to all 50 states. But really, the reason that these programs are these stories are so incredibly helpful for us is because, yes, we want to place NVDRS in all 50 states, but I think perhaps even more important than that, we want to eventually reach a point where we're able to grow the funding for NVDRS to the point where current grantees are receiving more support from CDC to allow you all to do much more with the data that you're collecting. Right? Many of you are getting support from CDC to just allow you to collect the data, but then when it comes time to act on that data, many of you don't have the funding that you need, either from the state or from the federal level, to help you really develop and implement targeted interventions. And so from our perspective, we want to get to the point where NVDRS is obviously in all 50 states, but that the appropriations continue to grow so that grantees can continue to receive more funding from CDC and do more with the data. So this is a report that's on the Safe States website, safestates.org, and that report highlights a handful of stories from Alaska, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Rhode Island, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin. So if you go to safestates.org, you can pull up this report and you can see how we're starting to communicate some of, these success stories, quote-unquote success stories, from a handful of states. And we'd love to include many of you who are in this room. There's another report that's going to be coming out, hopefully, before the elections. And that is a special supplement to the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. AJPM has been working with ACPM and with CDC to pull together a handful of manuscripts that will be published, hopefully, as I said, this fall, as a special supplement to the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. And lastly, if you could also check out the National Violence Prevention Network website, if you go to preventviolence.net, on that website, that is where we collect and we catalog all the different reports and issue briefs that states publish. So if I'm ever going up to speak with a lawmaker from Virginia or from Oregon, whatever the state may be, I always go to that website and I download any recent reports or issue briefs that that state has published or disseminated. So please check out that resource. If there are publications that you all have published or disseminated and you don't see it on preventviolence.net, please contact us because we would love to post that and to push it out there. So thanks for your time, and I'll stay for questions at the end.